liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
Till the show are at work, and what's this new song? This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, hey, Kyle.
And hey. Garko. Ooh, hey, Garko. Welcome back. We're so glad we could have you back here in your home, in the only place that you exist in the universe. Super glad. Hey, guess what? It's another Tuesday at around 7:15 a.m. And we're doing something new this morning. Kenny, we're live right now. Good stuff.
We've been live before.
True. Usually we're live over on goodstuff.fm/live. And soon to be back over there on a brand new website where we will be live. But...
cool.
This is new. This is different. We're actually doing a video program like a television. Now I can see you. So the listeners right now who are just listening to this podcast, who have never consumed this show as a video and who probably will never consume this show as a video, have no idea what you're doing. But he had one finger, like both of his thumbs on his chin, and then the index fingers were kind of hovering around the eyebrows. So if you can imagine the palms of your hand kind of making this triangle shape, as if he was trying to...
Why are you describing it this way?
Because it's video. Now we're in a new medium.
Mind-blowing!
This is a new medium that we need to help the listeners understand why we would ever be doing this. Number one reason is it's totes free. So we will continue to live stream it this way in perpetuity, right, until it is no longer free. It's free for us, and it's free for you to listen and enjoy later. We haven't talked about this, but we're going to talk about this right now. I would like to put this up on YouTube as well. I don't know if I could handle looking at myself.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if I could handle looking at myself for that long, but if you yourself, listeners, would like to consume this program that way, if you want to eat the fried egg that is now the Good Stuff Morning Show by watching us and trying not to vomit uncontrollably, you may do so soon over on YouTube later.
All right, but let's also just please set the standard. Let's try not to describe every visual thing that I happen to do.
Okay.
You think it's just hilarious?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty funny. It's a good gag. It's a really good gag. It could be my thing.
I will say, though, over the past, it's been almost 3 years since we started this. Hey, everybody, 3 years.
Oh, happy birthday. It's coming up.
For the past 3 years, we haven't done video on the regular, at least.
Maybe with each other. It was more private, you know? It was just like, just between us.
Let me put it this way. Every week, or almost every day, before when we were recording daily, I would talk to you. But I wouldn't see you necessarily. I'd see you every couple months, maybe, or once a month, I'd see your beardy face. And now I got to look at you every single week like we're keeping tabs on each other.
That's right.
What brothers do.
Just like a real family.
Just like a real family. Aw.
Maybe.
And Garko's part of the family, too.
He is. Welcome back, Garko. We are very...
We just can't see him. He remains in the audio universe.
He's only in our minds and in the minds of our listeners.
Okay, so he's imagined?
He is an... Well, you could almost call him an Imagineer because he is a totally ripped off feature from a 1950s Walt Disney program, but that's fine. We're not going to talk about it in that context.
Yeah, let's stop there before we get taken down.
Yep. So here's a question for you. Now that we're live streaming this, would you, Kenny, live stream your dinner date to the whole world?
My dinner date?
Your dinner date. So you have
first
a
first date?
Let's go first date. Yeah. Yeah, let's go first date, because that's the most impactful, right? Both on your
broadcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm broadcasting my first dinner date.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a live on air, I guess, food eating extravaganza over at the Louisiana American Bistro at 335 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Of course, it's in Brooklyn.
I thought it was in Louisiana.
No, Louisiana American Bistro. I think it's a type of food. It's like new. Okay. It's like new American, but even newer.
I got a couple more questions here.
Okay.
Does my date know that it's going to be broadcast?
I think you would have to sign a consent form.
Okay. And is it only at the restaurant that's getting live? That's getting broadcast?
Yes. So here, these are the actual details. It says, when you eat dinner at this 335 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, it is live streamed to the restaurant's Facebook and Twitter accounts. If you agree to be interviewed on camera, you can get 10% off your check. And either way, the menu's fine print points out that the live on air can use your likeness, mannerisms, and voice without compensation or credit.
Like for a promotion?
Promotion, putting it up on the internet just so people can see your face and know that you were there. It's part of the government's new facial tracking system where they're specifically looking at how many bowls of that good sausage Louisiana gumbo are you eating?
All right, I would totally do this. I would broadcast my first date. Partly because, hey, it might just be fun and we're gonna be famous. Huh?
You would get 10% off your bill.
Also 10% off. But the other reason is to hold my date accountable.
In what way?
Like, hey everybody, or hey date. People are watching.
You don't
make a fool of yourself.
Oh wow! So you don't think that they would, you don't think that they would behave themselves or eat properly or, I don't know, like not wear a bib when they're cracking open their lobster. I guess it wouldn't be a lobster,
what kind
right?
of restaurant is this?
Yeah, well, it's Louisiana. It's not the big lobsters. It's a tiny
crawfish.
Tiny crawfish.
Crawdad.
Yeah.
Crawfish.
Yeah. Nobody calls it a crawdad. What? When did we take that? We took that a long time ago.
People in California call them crawdads for some reason.
I know. It's just we love...
In third grade, we had a pet crawdad.
Are you serious?
That was the class pet. It was a crawdad.
Where did you keep it?
In a tank in the classroom.
By itself?
By itself. I'm pretty sure we ate it at the end of the year.
No.
I don't know.
No.
We got rid of it for sure. It was that red, that like maroon hue, you know, it was like lobster around.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can picture it. I can picture it in my mind. I mean, as a child, you're thinking proportionally, it's basically a lobster for me if I was going to have a dinner.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's a third grade lobster. Crawdads or a third grade lobster.
That's right. Go ahead and write that one down. Well,
hey, everybody. All right. Everybody got that?
I would be okay with live streaming my dinner as well. I don't think the cameras are all up in your face anyway. I think they're far away. They're more far away than the cameras that we're using here.
Oh, so not like they're filming a documentary of your dinner.
No.
They're
not doing any advanced camera tracking or you know, zooming in on these macro shots of your food
it's probably just a Nest cam
as it enters your mouth.
Sitting in the corner of a restaurant, like up in the corner of the building. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Just like that one that you're showing.
Maybe I could just put this on the end of the microphone then. We'll slap it right here. Yeah. And then as I talk into it, maybe it, you know.
It looks up your nose.
It looks directly through my nasal cavity into my brain.
Hey, what's that sound?
That's Max. Max the engineer is trying to tell me something about, is it loose? Yeah. He's operating
Kyle, you gotta fix it.
No, he's operating the camera back here, and he's trying to tell me that that we haven't taped one of the cables to the floor properly or marked it. So I think he's just concerned. He's just concerned right now.
Yeah. Max is the cable dressing checker.
That's right. Well, speaking of concerns, Kenny, we had not necessarily a concern from our Twitter followers. But there is a siren, a tornado siren in Chicago that I guess is real sad. We had our Twitter followers message us on Twitter about this. And if it sounds like I'm stalling, I totally am. Because right now, you can't see this.
Yeah, no, I can't.
The desktop is completely blank. I think Finder crashed and something.
Oh!
And Google Chrome crashed. So we're having some massive technical difficulties this morning while trying to stream this out. So my apologies. But we had someone send this in to us, and I what I'm trying to do is play the stinking sound, and I can't. I'd love to play the sound for you of this really sad sounding siren in Chicago. There's some great videos on the web for this still particular. Stalling. Yes, it totally still stalling.
Let's come back to this then. How about that?
Okay.
We'll come back to it. All right. You did a great job of setting it up, but
I know.
Follow through was just not there.
I can't. Well, the follow through was like you started swinging the golf club and then a meteor crashed directly on top of you, killing you instantly.
Wow.
That's how I feel. How about we just get to today's headlines, shall we?
Sure. It's beach balling.
It's really, really
on today's headlines.
Really, really bad right now. I don't even know if the stream's going to keep up with this. Kenny, what's happening?
Hey, Kyle, guess what it was this past weekend? It was Nintendo Switch launch weekend.
Bing!
yeah.
The soundboard crashed as well, by the way. This I'm going to have to do all of it on this side. Oh. And now your video crashed. This is serious business. Live streaming people who do this on Twitch. This is serious business. Okay. This is really bad. How can you make all of this happen at once and do stuff on the computer? How is that possible? Because we've got 16 gigabytes of RAM flowing through this Mac Mini. I've got a super old webcam being piped into this, and we're sending this out to Twitch right now. Why is this not working properly? Unbelievable. All right, if you can still hear me, we'll be right back. But this is a quick break for us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Audio Jungle.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's just start here. Now that everything is working, I don't know if I'll ever get another chance to talk about that Chicago tornado siren that was sent into us by Chris.
You know what? I really hope that that's not the thing that sunk us.
I didn't even try. I didn't even get a chance to play it.
Okay. Well, the people listening to the podcast will not understand the technical issues we just had.
No.
Because there will be some clever editing to cover all that up.
Like a song, like a nice song, maybe.
Was it the one you just used?
No. So here, let's see if you can hear this. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? What? Can you hear that?
Is it loud in your headphones?
Yeah. Because I can't hear anything. Okay. I think
I might be able to hear it from your headphones.
I think the loud. I think the live stream people could hear it.
Let me jump on there because there's a 10-second delay.
No, please don't. Please don't. I can hear it. I will attempt to make you hear this. You need to just give me a moment, please.
Okay.
Computer. Headphones.
Here, I got it from, I've got it from the link. Don't worry, I can listen to it myself.
Okay, here you go.
There we go, that's the one.
All right, so this was sent in to us by iChris on Twitter. He wanted to know...
Foggy Chicago atmosphere.
I'm just really sad. Please, would you take some?
So, okay, I got a theory. I think this is why Donald Trump thinks Chicago is so bad. I think he's just terrified of that place because he sees a video of it being haunted by a sick ghost
by an angry
like that.
Yeah. Okay. Like an angry spirit.
Who, yeah. And so he's just
who
saying,
was once
saying,
tortured, guys, once tortured saying, guys, by a tornado. Bad.
Like we gotta stay clear of this ghost. you don't want to run into this ghost.
So it's like a double warning. It has two meanings.
What, the siren?
Yeah. Because one, they're warning you, stay away. Tornadoes are coming, right? Which is scary enough in itself. And then two, I have some vengeance that I'm trying to rot upon this earth, and now I am here. Yeah, bringer of death, and
it's like I'm warning you of tornadoes, but I've already brought one.
right, exactly.
It's too late.
So do you think is there anything that we could do to that siren that would maybe make it more friendly and less like a double warning, maybe happier?
Add a beat behind it.
Do what now?
Add a beat behind it.
Chicago. Everybody get safe. Tornado's coming.
DJ Tornado.
So there you go. I think that would be a vast improvement, don't you?
Oh yeah. If you were to hear that over the tornado sirens across your city,
you'd feel
that
good.
That is jubilancy maximum right there.
You would. The problem is, I think the inherent problem with that is when you hear it, you come outside and you dance. So it's more like the universal block party call for everyone to just come outside, kind of like Will Smith does in Independence Day, where he doesn't, like, at the beginning. You've seen it, right? You've seen the movie, the classic film.
Well, when he goes out to get the newspaper,
yes,
he looks left, he sees his neighbors packing. Yep. He looks right, he sees his neighbors packing. For some reason, he never looked forward ever.
Right.
And I don't know where he's living, but he has a great vantage over the downtown Los Angeles skyline, mm-hmm, to see that there's a giant spaceship. Spoilers.
He's in those Hollywood Hills, you know?
Sure, yeah. I don't think so.
No. But that's what I'm imagining. I'm imagining some sort of, you know, like, everybody's... You don't even know what's going on because you can't hear it from inside. Maybe you do hear it from inside. We just implant a speaker specifically just for this block party siren.
Well, that used to be a radio.
Mm.
Everyone used to have a radio.
Hey, remember when audio...
Remember when everyone had an AM radio?
Yeah, I remember, Kenny. I remember it very well. I think
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. Can we get to some headlines finally without this glitching?
Let's hope so.
Let's try.
These are today's headlines.
Kyle.
Yes.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Nintendo Switch launch weekend. Yeah. Turns out Nintendo's saying that the Switch this past weekend totally outsold the Wii in its launch weekend.
The regular Wii.
Right, the first Wii, which I think was hyped way more than any other console for Nintendo at the time. It says that the Nintendo Switch exceeded first 2-day sales in Americas for any system in the Nintendo history. Next biggest was the Wii. So, yeah, Wii was the biggest up to this point.
Do you know if they did pre-orders for the Wii, though? Because I know...
Yes.
Okay, so from what I've heard, majority of people pre-ordered this Switch. You did not. And yet, I will divulge to listeners... You ended up with one somehow.
That's right.
How did I do that?
How did you deal with that? Please explain your magical ways.
Well, so here's what happened in the headlines. My wife went on Friday afternoon to the mall to just inquire about maybe how many switches they were expecting in their next shipment. And she found out from a GameStop employee that, hey, they got, I think they said 10 units for their pre-orders, but 4 of them haven't been picked up yet. And if they did not pick them up or contact the store within 48 hours, those Nintendo Switches were available to the public.
For free, right? Because it was already paid for by someone else? It's like a... You know, hey, and they didn't come and get it. So here you go. Here's someone's Switch.
I don't think we were going to give it to. With a deposit. I don't think that actually happens. I think you just sign up and then you pay on the spot because we had to pay full price. Anyway, so here's what happened.
All right. That sounds fair.
We go in on Saturday night because that's when the employees told us to return to the store or call the store. We decided let's go to the store. We stop by. They close at 9. We stop by about 8:30, and they say, "Yeah, well, 2 of the people picked them up, so we still have 2 units. No one's said anything. No one's contacted the store. No one's coming to pick them up. So at 9 o'clock when we close, you guys can grab one because that's technically the end of the second day." And so we just kind of hung around at the mall, which is disgusting, by the way.
Did you hang around the back door and like wait for them to throw a box that vaguely looked like a Switch?
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you leave the money underneath the back wheel of the dumpster that's back there. And then they come and grab it.
No, we just hung out in the store, in the cramped GameStop store.
Mm.
If listeners know what that feels like, it's exactly what it felt like.
Well, good.
You know what I mean. It's like you're waiting in line to use a urinal. That's how gross it was.
I don't know if that's
not a really good connection, but
no,
either way.
No.
We got one. We got Zelda. Zelda seems to be the only game that you can really enjoy on the system right now.
Right.
There's a few other games. But the launch titles are, I think, lacking in comparison to the Zelda game. My wife has put in about 12 hours on that game already. I've put a few hours, and it's great. And okay, here's the thing. So the Switch is it's a portable tablet that has controllers on the sides, and you can also kind of plug that into your TV and play it that way. I thought that we default to the play it on the TV, most of the time at least. And then last night when we were actually, no, what was it? Sunday night, we were hanging out in bed right before we were going to sleep. And my wife has the Switch in her hands and is playing Zelda in bed.
She has the television, the entire 55-inch television in her hands on top of the mattress. I mean,
it might as well be because it was playing. I mean, it's playing the same game, mm-hmm. using the same controllers, and it's using this. You know, it's the guts of the machine are right there in the screen.
Yeah, I mean, PSP players, if you want to call them PSPPs, they have been playing that way for a long time. Yes,
but they don't. But you don't get to like put it into a dock and then use controllers off of the PSP. And then play it on your TV.
Sure, I've heard the kickstand's garbage, but otherwise it's kind of nice.
I don't know why you'd use a kickstand. Where are you gonna be where there's no TV and you want to play with your friends?
I don't know when you travel I know you haven't had a chance to travel yet with this bad boy.
That's not happening. I don't know why you'd bring this thing with you to travel. It has the worst battery life.
Mm.
Which is, that's the main gripe. I will say the main gripe of this machine is that it has bad battery life. It's about 3 hours, I think, of game time, which is almost nothing.
No, it's definitely more than nothing. It's probably closer to 3 hours than nothing.
In comparison to their 3DS, which is about 10 hours, it's not doing as well.
Okay.
I think it does work with external batteries, I believe, that you can use for your portable devices. But the other thing is that people are complaining they are getting dead pixels on the screen of the Switch. And Nintendo is considering that a feature. Everyone watching can see my air quotes. Feature. Because Nintendo doesn't want to describe those as a defect. They're considering that normal wear and tear, I believe.
After 3 days.
On launch weekend. That's the wrong move, by the way.
I assume they'll retract that and have some sort of better policy soon. But
I'm sure after 6 months, if you see one dead pixel, that's normal wear and tear.
I see. If you're using it,
if you're using it, spoilers. If you see it when you're playing portable most of the time, and you're using that screen a lot, yes, that's that's bound to happen.
It
happens with everything.
I have the Switch Sense.
Okay, we're gonna move on.
I mean, that one's
the next headline.
That one was pretty good. It's a stinker, but it was pretty good.
I'm gonna move on to the next headline, which the first one was very long and blown out. This one is Virginia is the first state to legalize delivery robots. I'd like to point out that California has delivery robots, but I guess they're illegal.
Careful how you use the term illegal here.
True. We don't want to get in trouble with the executive branch. On Friday, the state's governor signed a ruling which will allow delivery robots to use its sidewalks and crosswalks from July 1st onward, I guess. Mm-hmm. Starting July 1st. That was worded improperly in my brain. The new law will allow the little bots to roam the streets completely autonomously. In a bid to reduce collisions, however, Virginia requires them to remain under the watchful eye of the delivery company via remote monitoring.
Okay.
So I guess it's like when the Army pilots drones, they have a guy in the drone pilot seat with a camera. I guess that would be the same thing. Like you have a delivery guy sitting in a chair with a bunch of screens watching all of his delivery bots kind of roam around the streets. Would that be?
I mean, pretty much. I assume so.
I don't want that to mean that you have... You'll see the delivery robot, and then you'll see a delivery guy with a leash, like walking his robot.
Mm-hmm. It's basically just a dog in servitude having to, a robo dog in servitude having to carry people's pizzas and stuff. You know,
right? Yeah. So this is. What do you think?
I think this is fine. So long.
You think this is a new trend?
Well, I think there's a lot of packages that get delivered to my house that are, I feel bad that the delivery person has to carry up an entire flight of stairs to my apartment. Sometimes they don't, but most of the time they do, including...
What do you mean sometimes they don't?
Sometimes they just go to the leasing office and drop stuff off at the leasing office and just...
I thought you meant they would do like what they do at my house.
They toss
it up the stairs so they don't have to climb up 16 stairs.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. It's happened. He has good aim.
I'm sure, but your porcelain dish set... trading is not going very well right now. They're all broken, right?
Totally. Yeah, eBay is furious.
Mm-hmm. They should be, as they should be.
The one thing that I have to say about this Virginia robot delivery nonsense, I've seen the the compact. It's those like robots with the six wheels, and they're like 2 feet tall maybe, and they kind of roam around on the sidewalks. Yeah. There's a danger in that, not necessarily for the not necessarily for pedestrians or drivers, but for the robot. Sorry, I'm joking about words.
I know. It makes you real sad that
the robot's gonna get run over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they do. I mean, okay. Think about it this way: the robot does have to cross the street, right? It can't just be
totally
unless
it's legal to use the crosswalks.
Okay, so with that. How does it know when to cross? There's exactly. so many questions. I don't.
Right. What stops a pedestrian from just like flipping it over or picking it up and taking it? That's the thing.
Picking it up and taking it sounds, I don't know. Would that be like kidnapping? Kinda. Because
robot napping.
There's a person inside watching.
What can they do?
Maybe
like,
they
like
have
use a microphone and go, no, please. Stop it.
I'll let go of me. Maybe. I don't know. I would think so. Out of my way. Like maybe it's just really rude and it, you know, tries to get people to get out of the way. I don't know. Defense mechanisms of some sort.
Like it needs violent some, ones?
Well, blades mostly. Spinning blades.
Like a battle bot. It's a battle bot.
It's a battle bot that delivers groceries. Delivery robot. Yeah.
Which has a big axe. Shunk, shunk, shunk.
How else is it supposed to get up to my Virginian home where I have lots of trees and shrubbery?
And a guard dog.
And a right. Right.
Ooh.
Just straight through the dog. Puppy. Straight through the real dog comes the robo dog. Hey, this is the future. This is the future we're living in.
Yeah, you know what else is the future, Kyle?
Tell me.
Amazon boss Jeff Bezos wants to start shipping packages to the moon. I bet he can't throw them to there.
No.
Bezos, who also owns private space travel company Blue Origin, has written an internal report arguing that a good delivery service will be key to establishing a functioning lunar settlement. So he's saying, you gotta have us, you gotta have Amazon and Blue Origin if you want to get stuff to the moon, right?
He did just show off his rockets this weekend as well. So
yeah, which are like twice the size of SpaceX, right?
I don't know,
like
this
Blue Origin is like twice the size of Falcon 9.
It's really not about the size of the rocket, it's about how you use it. So
Musk wants to put people around the moon, but Bezos wants to land your groceries on the moon.
He wants to put people in the moon. Just fire them directly into the moon. Because
tunnel.
The engines themselves won't be strapped to a rocket. They will be strapped to your feet. And you will go straight to the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it'll be like in Galaxy Quest when they get tubed up and then they get launched out. Yeah. Just like that. Best kind of transport.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
Well, Kyle, you know what else can be transported? McDonald's.
Yes.
Bing. Bing, because it's soon going to offer delivery the Golden Arches. Stated in a filing on Wednesday that it is experimenting with different delivery models, including partnering with third-party delivery services throughout the world. It could just work because 75% of the population live within 3 miles of a McDonald's. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a thing?
Well, yes. If you live within 3 miles of a McDonald's, delivery, I guess, makes sense. But also, are you really that lazy that you can't go 3 miles?
Maybe you don't have the time. Maybe you want it.
You don't have time to go to McDonald's?
Okay, we did last show, we talked about a way to keep your fries crispy, right? By leaving the bag open, which inherently lets more of the hot air out, meaning that they're going to be colder. They won't make it all the way home anyway, but you got to think, these McDonald's delivery people probably have an infinite supply of fries so that they can eat their infinite supply of fries and leave your fries alone. So by the time it gets to your place, you've got fries, which will be the only time ever that you've ever had McDonald's fries at home.
Hold on.
It's changing the entire game.
Yeah, it might be, but I would be super worried that the delivery service has two stops, and one stop is some guy who's on the other side of the 3 miles, and then my house is 6 miles away.
Well,
and now I have cold fries.
Obviously, they would only do.
He has traveled 9 miles to get to my house.
Okay, that's why you do one at a time, or you strap the fries to the inside of the robot and have it plow through your door, cut down your door,
yeah,
and bring you fries. This was the fastest way to get here. It would have taken too long for you to get up off your butt, answer the door. So all I did was I just cut directly through it with my robo blades.
You think in the future, if delivery autonomous delivery becomes the default for a lot of these restaurants, at least for food, does that make dining in to the restaurant, the sit down area in a McDonald's, does that just become obsolete and become more fryers? Like the play pace. That's at the
we need a communal way to get sick. So no, you can't get rid of the play places. Those need to still exist.
Okay, all right. You need a germ bath.
Yeah, we need a communal germ bath. And welcome to McDonald's, the communal germ bath. Boy, I like going to places. I won't, even if it's great restaurant or terrible food, I'm going to go to the place to get the food. I'm not going to have it delivered. It changes the experience too much. It's not what I want. I want to go to the place.
But it's already a drive-through. So you're already skipping the inside if you use the drive-through. I'm saying in the future, when there's no reason for you to even go to a place, even to drive through, does the sit-down area just become nothing?
It's just more room for cars.
It becomes an employee lounge.
That would be nice. A place where the people who work on the robots just hang out.
Actually, it would become the robot garage, actually.
Okay. I mean...
Robot garage.
I'm okay with that. I think I'm okay with that. So long as it makes the fast food much, much, much cheaper and much more accessible. I mean, think about it.
The food would be cheaper, but the delivery charge would be way higher to compensate.
So you just get two fries then. One for the way and one for the robot's troubles. And one for
here's a fried chip.
Yeah.
Robot.
Exactly. Go do it.
All right. Well, those are your headlines, Kyle.
Well, Kenny, thank you. Hey, guess what? We spent so much time trying to get this whole streaming thing to work today. We're basically out of time today. So,
oh, no. Can we do one more segment?
Let's do a National Day segment.
Okay,
perfect. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, let's do that, guys.
Because I've got a couple of national days that I want to cover today. And as I stall and open them up, Kenny, today's national day is National Pancake Day.
I don't think so.
National Pancake Day. This food holiday is celebrated a different day every year because actually IHOP restaurants began celebrating National Pancake Day. In 2006, but well, Kyle, actually, each year, it's on a different day. Today, you can go to ihoppancakeday.com and see that indeed today is National Pancake Day.
I want to actually point out, I think today is Free Pancake Day, not Pancake Day, but Free Pancake Day.
Free the pancake.
Yes, free the pancake.
Okay, I guess. What's the difference? If you get a pancake either way, whether it's free or not, it's still...
You think that IHOP missed this last week? Because it was last Tuesday, and we missed it. But you think that IHOP missed it because they said, we don't have the graphics ready for... Or we don't have the website ready. We got to do it next week.
I think that's a possibility. Or
they didn't
want to
put all of the lost revenue onto the February... February quarterly number.
By the way, in the video right now, you are super huge. You're very big. It's almost like you ate. There you go. It's almost like you ate a pancake and just grew six sizes.
That's what happens.
I know that's what happens. So, Kenny, today they're raising $24 million for charities and growing. So nice work, National Pancake Day over at IHOP. I've got another breakfast-related National Food Day for you. Kenny, today's other National Food Day is National Cereal Day.
Oh, cereal. I love cereal.
What's your favorite cereal, I guess, before we get into the details here?
Oh, I love Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
No?
Okay. There are a couple of levels of Frosted Flakes that I would like to break down for you. Generic brand Frosted Flakes, Frosted Flake type things that are served in a bag, which can be good, or ye oldie branded Frosted Flakes with the trademark and cereal mark there.
Okay.
Which do you like and which do you frequent? Is the problem you have so deeply seated that you've gone for the it's just cut, it's like the dirty stuff. It's just, it's the Albertsons.
Straight from the factory.
Yeah, the Albertsons brand. Like, you can't tell the difference between the ones that have the sugar on them and the ones that don't. It's real bad.
I wouldn't say that, but I mean, usually I'll go for whatever's cheaper or whatever's on sale.
Okay.
So I don't have a super duper preference.
Can you taste the difference?
Oh, you can totally taste the difference. It also it also depends. Now, I know that it's National Cereal Day, which if you don't eat cereal with milk, you're a monster. And then the next point is, it also depends on what kind of milk you use in your cereal.
And how much. Can we say that too?
Also, the order in which you pour. I've seen somebody pour milk into a bowl and then pour cereal on top, and I want to slap them in the eyeball. Not okay.
That's what I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to slap you in the eyeball.
Hey, guess what?
You better watch out.
We share a last name, but we do not share a cereal pouring style.
Oh my gosh. You hurt my feelings.
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, what's wrong with putting the milk over the top of the cereal just to get a kiss of that sweet, sweet 1% that I love to drizzle upon my Cheerios.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you said pour the milk on the cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said exactly the opposite.
I said the people who pour the milk in the bowl first and then the cereal on top, that's incorrect. I said that's incorrect. I want to slap them in the eyeball. You and I do it the correct way. Come on. We're on the same page. We are related.
Bah. Right in the eyeball.
Right in the eyeball.
You're right. How it would not be phenotypically, genotypically possible to pour our cereals different ways, having grown up in the same household, right? You learn how to pour your cereal from the people who raise you. So if you were raised by wolves, I suppose your cereal's covered in blood.
Yeah.
Kenny, so for National
Cereal.
That's right. For National Cereal Day, the word cereal comes from Cerealia, the name of the ancient Roman ceremonies that honored Ceres, the goddess of grain.
I have no
You had no idea. Boom! The first ready-to-eat cereal was granola. Granola. Was invented in the United States in 1863 by James Caleb Jackson.
Okay.
Cereal is often eaten cold with milk, yogurt, and sometimes fruit, but it may be eaten dry, as you said was a very terrible idea.
Yeah. Well, okay, hold on. Dry cereal is totally fine. But you can't have all dry cereal. Like, I mean, you can't have all cereal dry. Like, if you try to eat Fruity Pebbles dry, that's disgusting. What are you doing? What are you doing with Fruity Pebbles dry? You gotta pour the milk on it, and it turns the milk into a rainbow or brown. And Kyle's face. And then you soak it and you eat it.
The best, though, you kick it.
The best is, when you do like Cocoa Pebbles or Cocoa Puffs, and then you at the end you get chocolate milk.
Yeah,
but you get that chocolate milk. It's like chocolate sugar.
It's chocolate cereal dust remnants.
That's right.
It's suspended in solution.
Like, yeah, it's like a paste. It's like a chocolate paste.
Bah.
It's not even like pudding.
It's not pudding. Would you put cereal on pudding?
That's a great idea.
It's a terrible idea. Unless you were trying to make...
People put yogurt and granola together. Why can't you put cereal and pudding together?
It sounds awful. It sounds terrible.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't... No. We don't want any of that. We don't want any of that, please.
I think chocolate pudding and Cocoa Puffs would go really well together. I really want to try that. A little bit related eating food.
Hold on. Before we move on from this, could you take... So you've got the pudding cup, right?
Yeah, like the snack and go or whatever?
Yeah. You break the seal on the top and the bottom, and you... And it just comes out as one, big mound of pudding.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you stud the outside of that pudding column with Cocoa Pebbles. Or Cocoa Puffs. I guess Puffs would be better, right?
pudding column.
Yeah. Come on.
You turn the pudding mass into like a Cocoa Puff snowball.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And then you cut into it like a fine dessert. And it's just it's the double chocolate pudding column.
That sounds almost as bad as the thing I was going to bring up. All right. Go ahead. This is the last thing that we're going to cover. It's called the, I shared this yesterday, I think. It's called the Arby's Meat Mountain.
Oh, no.
This is a limited time offer. I'm going to send you the link as soon as I grab it here.
That's fine. I have seen it. I saw the tweet. Well, I saw that come around the bend. You did send it to me.
But the link, I want to tell you what's on it. Pepper bacon, roast beef, cheddar cheese, Angus beef, smoked brisket, corned beef, pit smoked ham, Swiss cheese, roast beef, chicken tenders, and a star cut bun.
Oh! You had me until chicken tenders. Because everything else is just a cold cut and a bacon, right? And it's not much cheese. There are probably only two slices of cheese in here. But the second you get to the fried chicken tenders, not even like a chicken breast or like a, you know, a nice juicy grilled chicken to complement. It's like, what else do we have in the fryer that nobody's eaten in 18 years? Let's put it in the sandwich.
Right. I think we need to try this.
Oh my gosh. Can we split it?
Maybe. I do want to read some of the nutritional facts to round out this episode.
All right.
The serving weight is 460 grams. That's almost half a kilogram. That's like a pound.
Warning everyone, Meat Mountain.
Grams to pounds. See, let's read this. It's just over 1 pound. 1,030 calories, 51 grams of fat, 20 grams of saturated fat, 225 milligrams of cholesterol, 3,640 milligrams of sodium, 58 carbs, 87 grams of protein.
Yeah.
And 8 grams of sugar.
All right, so this is a recovery sandwich. This is you worked out and lifted the entire earth, and now you must eat our Arby's sandwich. You climbed
a mountain.
That's right.
You must eat the mountain.
That's right.
Arby's. Eat the mountain.
That sounds like a really good slogan for them. I mean, they do have the meat sweats. They do have the meat sweats. But they also have Meat Mountain.
Yeah. I think we should do this.
Climb Meat Mountain. I'm you know what? I will climb Meat Mountain with you.
Yes!
Let's do it.
Let's eat it.
Why not? Oh, goodness gracious. All right. So with that, let's end the show here. Follow us on Twitter if you would, Morning Show AM or Good Stuff FM. We'll let you know when the show's posted in both of those places. Probably, I have no idea what kind of editing nightmare this is going to be, but for you audio listeners, this should sound great. It should be totes normal. So until next time, we'll stream live again. You can tune in twitch.tv/goodstuff_FM. Kenny, until then, have a great rest of your week. Goodbye.
See you later.